It's Bernie Goldbach in Ireland, County Tipperary, Ireland. In Clonmel, County Tipperary, Ireland, along the banks of the river shore. It's the Clonmel Show on the 1st of July, 2018. And it's sunny. And I want to do something with birds. So I'm just making this short clip on Anchor to remind myself that birds of prey, owls, falcons, eagles, even buzzards are important to the ecosystem. And Jurgen, who lives in County Clare, has introduced some really cool birds to my drone. And if things work out, you may be able to see a 360 flight as done by a drone or an owl. Stay tuned for news. Thanks for listening. You can see some of the imagery I'm talking about by looking up the word Top Gold. That's me on Good Video Networks. Bye for now. Did I mention I'm at the Clonmel Show? Currently standing by Ring 4. And I watched a yellow winner go by, yellow prize winner. Maybe it's gold. Maybe that's the gold prize. Big heifer, gigantic heifer cat class.
Male or female, the winner of the Hereford calf classes, and this will entitle the winner to bring home the coveted Bradford Cup.
The coveted Bradford Cup. Looking at Carberry pedigree herds. People have been brushing their cattle for hours. They walk around the ring. The judges look at the condition of the animal. Award points. And the average, I guess, of the three judges produce an aggregate. The aggregate goes into a league table. And all the cows are happy, regardless of whether they win or not. Bystanders can get free select grilled slices of Irish Hereford beef for free at the Clonmel Show on the 1st of July. County Tipperary, Ireland. Happens every year. We come along with about easily 1,000 farmers bring in their beef, their steers and their cows. It's a good day out, especially on a sunny day like now. If you're a farmer and you've been farming for more than 20 years, you probably know the sound of this stationary equipment. So I'm looking at a thresher from the Southeast Stationary Engine Club. It's affiliated to the Irish Vintage Society, powering our heritage. About four or five of these devices, including one from the Sleeve Le Mans Vintage Club. It's all equipment, you know, running on diesel that would be in a farmer's field doing stuff well before the era of electric or power takeoff. At the Clonmel Show, stationary engines, everybody needs to hear and smell them. That's how our farm heritage evolves in the States and in Ireland. Stationary engines. I'm walking with Dylan over the fields, through the fields of Clonmel Show. Dylan, wait a minute. Tractor, wait. Where's he going to go? He has a gray implement on the front with no tines on it.
Why him not no flashing lights?
Yeah, no lights are flashing either. So, we've seen horses, cows, alpacas, dogs, no cats, falcons, owls, pigs, people, piggy people as well. Now we're looking at the horses. We saw dressage earlier, and we're going to the horse jumping competition. It's in about a what is this, 60-acre plot?
Dad, I need
in the middle of Clem Mill. What are you going to tell us, Dylan? What? Okay, wait. I'm going to have to talk to Dylan, and he's going to tell me something. Beautiful day. Slightly overcast, which is good. Don't get sunburned on days like this. Wish you were here at the Clon Mel Show with Bernie and Dylan.
What the?
Part of the lovely part of the Clon Mel Show is with Dylan. Dylan has questions about the array of loudspeakers, the signage, what it means.
Somebody lost Specsavers.
Yeah, he heard an overhead announcement of someone who lost their specs, their glasses in a Specsavers case. What I enjoy is seeing all the brands. Connolly's Red Mills, we used to drive by that place. They make feed for horses. BMW, Morrison Motors, used to have our car repaired there. Dunmore House Hotel. Haven't been there, but we've been to one like it. And the big thrill is to participate in the Donkey Derby, or the Donkey Derby, as you say here. It's really funny. Oversized people are riding small donkeys, and most of the time people fall off their donkeys in the donkey race. It's highly energetic, actually highly entertaining. You go as fast as the donkey wants to go, and sometimes the donkey doesn't want to go anywhere. Okay, we'll do that. I'm going to wrap this up, though, I think. I don't think I'll talk about the Donkey Derby. Instead, I'll say thanks for joining me today. Horses are still jumping, Dylan's pointing out, in another one of the paddocks. Well, we're going to head out, try to find Mom and Mia. They went shopping somewhere else in the grounds. You see, no outdoor show is complete without some form of shopping and eating experience. I'm Bernie. There's pictures of all this stuff up on Instagram and Flickr. You'll find me there as Top Gold on all good social networks. Thanks for listening to me and my Clon Mel Show underway in Ireland. A little series I'm trying to start. I'm glad you're with me during the horse show part or the Clon Mel Show part of that series. Bye for now.
Bernie, your post from Clonmel got me wondering about the future of county fairs in San Francisco and the surrounding counties where I live. There's still plenty of agriculture around, but it's mostly focused on wine and increasingly cannabis, and neither one of which show off really well, like livestock. Marin County still has sheepdog trials. Alameda County still has horse demonstrations and shows. In 1990, Lucasfilm was a sponsor of the Marin County Fair. And in addition to the exhibition hall where people could show off their pies and baked goods or their paintings, Lucasfilm sponsored a creature contest. And I entered, and I got a red ribbon, second place, for my papier-mâché recreation of Audrey II, the carnivorous plant from Little Shop of Horrors, the county fair.